Your angels are speaking to you. Do you hear them? Welcome to The Calling of Light with author and empathic spiritual tarot reader, Anne-Marie Odell. The Calling of Light offers direct, empathic insight and relatable spiritual topics, interviews with special spiritual guests, and straight talk call-in readings. Kick back and enjoy Freeform Spirit Tea with Anne-Marie, the way you like it best when you want to simplify. Here is your host, Anne-Marie Odell.
Speaking of freeform, I'm Anne-Marie Odell, and I am one of the new breed of spiritual advisors, even though I've been doing this most of my life, who no longer have to work from a metropolitan city shop. I live in a small town, perched on Blacktop America, and I can read for clients by phone and email, nationally and abroad. Intuition, clairvoyance, and empathy are not regional anymore, but a human experience. Healing is not just for religious masters and alternative workers who gain an esteemed reputation for their skills. So, what do we do when we are an alternative worker? And I'm talking about an alternative healer, an alternative psychic, so to say, intuitive worker. First of all, you have to remember, you have to blend. When you are an alternative worker living inside a Bible Belt, a redneck town, or any kind of neighborhood that kind of doesn't understand you but feels like, I just know they're going to start hanging banners with flying eyeballs and stuff. Hey, that's when you have to remember the secret to a wonderful shop or garden is your entrance. And the ability to be successful in a conservative town is not by banners of third eye or a neon sign announcing psychic or massage. The key to staying in business is gaining the trust of the neighbors or the storekeepers around you. And even if they don't agree with your belief system, helpful consideration will make you friends. Okay? So each garden has its historical imprint. Shake hands with the history of your garden before plunging a shovel into its mantle. And I have a book called Gardens of the Sisterhood, in which it starts with, before you plunge your shovel into the virginity of your soil, why not do a reading with it, whether it's with tarot, whether it's with pendulums, whether it's with your natural empathic abilities, or whether you are having a drum circle on the area that you wished to garden. Remember, each piece of land on your property has had history on it, and that history can make the difference of whether your plants live or die. So, bond with the elements of the earth with divination tools and ask these questions. One, what essence lives here? Two, what is the frequency of this place? Three, what does Earth Spirit wish me to know? And four, how can we work together? Be prepared to hear reluctance for your changes, because it may not want a garden there. It may not want your perennials there. It may not want your herbs there. So forcing your will on angry land can lead to dying gardens, a feeling of anxiety and dread. And of course, if you're going to build a house, I would certainly read the energy of that land before you build on it. So choosing to plant or creating a relaxing pathway is about reading on the land, shaking hands with it, getting to know it before you plunge. All right. So the most important thing that we need to remember is, what kind of thinker are you? And this is a fun thing, because how you design your garden reflects who you are. How do you think? Do you think in circular patterns? Well, most likely you're a free spirit. If you're a free spirit, you heed the call of nature. You like designing with intriguing circular paths, embracing the spiral and the DNA code of Mother Earth. When used as a background pattern, circles create a sense of flow and calmness. They bring focus to sculptures, an ornamental tree, or a garden mirror. A perfect shape, a spiral, triggers powerful healing emotionally, physically, and just makes people feel calm. And hey, a teepee makes an amazing circular garden for climbing vines. I used to have a ceremonial size Navajo teepee given to me by an incarcerated bad boy. And he had to have a home for it. And I just put it up and put honeysuckle vines and clematis. And it was just beautiful. And oh, did the bees just loved it. Place a bench in the circle for inviting places to sit. So you think in right angles, you're more likely a strategist. When you think in squares, you may find yourself placing everything in right angles. You might be that person that has to place everything in your house in a right angle to create order and discipline. But put you in charge of an art display or flea market, and you will quickly convert displays into squares. Squares are historically the center of communities and cities. A great city square has a variety of smaller places. So in your garden, a bench in just the right location, artwork, sculpture, or water features can be magnets for visitors. And your morning walks with coffee. Think of social interaction or a tribal sister or brotherhood gathering. And the types of square gardens that we could have is a traditional vegetable garden, a Japanese moss garden, city squares, rose gardens, raised bed gardening, or square foot gardening. That's right. So knowing this kind of helps you to think about what kind of thinker you are. Are you a square gardener or a circular gardener? And those things will definitely be able to help you to understand how people perceive you subliminally. So how do you create a healing garden? When you have a mystical healing garden, think about soul palette colors. The flower colors in your garden are blue, the color of throat chakra, and has a very soothing effect on the nervous system. Green, the fourth chakra of love and self-love, relaxes stressful thoughts and muscles. Pink is the color of friendship, affection, harmony, and inner peace. So in the mystical healing garden, pink will smooth agitated thoughts, especially concerning romantic and family relationship worries. So add pink to your mystical healing garden to add a little bit of innocence. White is the seventh crown chakra, and it's pure and symbolizes oneness in the universe. And in images of the ascended masters, the activated crown chakra appears like a halo. And in the mystical healing garden, the color white can create the essence of enlightenment. And you can even do it with a light from a lantern bouncing here and there on the pathway ahead. Violet is the sixth chakra of the third eye. Violet signifies strength, peace, and wisdom, giving balance to the mystical garden. for intuitive reading, add a violet or purple grow life in your space to add clarity. In the mystical healing garden, add violet or purple flowers for drama, spirituality, psychic awareness, and higher self and passion. And what about silver? Silver gray, as in many of the herbal and perennial plants, symbolizes reflection and changes in direction, and so important when you have abundance of colors to add that silver or gray. It has a very soothing and cooling presence when in the healing garden. Yellow is the third chakra, the solar plexus, and yellow's golden essence, associated with the sun and high volumes of energy, brings a sense of joy. So wherever you add that color of joy, yellow, you're going to have a great event, great gatherings. That's right. So all I can tell you at this point is that you always are the commander of the ship. You are the one that knows most about what you want in your garden. But remember, having a powerful garden entrance into your store, which can be a simple little pathway, or even in a mall, it can be against the wall going into your shop. And if it's your home, like many alternative healers are, you have the joy of being able to create a nice little garden space using the principles that we speak on. That's right. So if we look at some of the other things that are important, you know, you can spice a garden up with fabric. Having billowing scarves or fabric just unexpectedly pop in your garden gives your garden, your healing garden, movement. Okay, so I just want to let you know that we are coming to a point where we may need to take a little break here, checking on what Chris has to say. And so just making sure. And most of all, I wanted to say that you can also use it used to be very extraordinary when you used kinetic wind features like wind spinners. And I mean the really back in the 5 or 6 days or years ago, you would have only been able to find beautiful kinetic wind sculptures made of brass or copper. And they had ball bearings that always made them move. There's one problem with kinetic wind features, and that's that you have to place them in seasonal times when the wind isn't convulsive in the spring. And that's important. So wind spinners, not junky, but wind spinners of quality can add movement to your garden. And hey, if you're going to hang beautiful fabric and scarves, I would say try satin, chiffon, tulle gives a fairy kind of feeling. And gossamer is very semi-sheer, translucent, gauzy. You want fabrics that billow and blow. And again, we're not trying to overdo, because remember, the one thing about gardening is you have to be less is more, right? Too much, nobody sees anything. What about sound? Spiritual wind chimes, wind music within the healing garden should harmonize. Do not hang 1,000 different chimes that all clash. Nobody would listen to clashing music in their living room. Certainly, they're not going to want to listen to clashing music in your garden. And if you have neighbors that have chimes, strive to look for chimes that harmonize so that you're a great, big, beautiful, harmonizing choir in your neighborhood. If I look at one of the most important features in your garden, it's creating your garden pathway. That's the bones of your garden. The pathway through a garden can be unaffordable and organic or sophisticated and creative. And when the path is in order and clutter-free, we get that flow of energy called chi. And just as the arteries in our body respond to clean eating, the energy called chi will bless our lives with a good, clean path. There's an artful pathway. And that's considering your pathway. Take into consideration you want it wide enough to roll a wheelbarrow to get your garden supplies around, as well as a person who is perhaps wheelchair bound. We want a minimum of 4 feet wide for a garden, possibly 5 feet, so that everyone can get around comfortably in your garden, regardless of their age. The path substance, choose pea rock, crushed gravel, crushed limestone to make long-lasting pathways that need only occasional weeding, because there's nothing worse than getting out there and weeding and weeding and weeding. And I tell you guys, nothing better than a weed eater. I'm at the point where I have so many gardens on an acre of gardens, I just use my weed eater. The ground loves you for not making it bare. And all these people with bare paths and bare things, it's really not good for the ground. They love a little bit of herbal basil or whatever to cover the ground with. Path edging. Now, when you place an outside border on the sides of your path, make it 4 inches wide and 2 inches deep to separate your flower beds and grass. And don't forget your rest stops on the pathway. Working in your garden, observing plant growth and the birds, a place to sit will be a welcome addition on the path. That's right. So, we're going to go to break, and I'll be back with the witch's garden, the druid's garden. Okay.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, how you doing? I would love it if you would take a forest bath with me. And the forest bath is just the meditation that I made for you guys. It's basically taking a walk in a calming forest and bathing in sunlight in a brook. And the purpose of this meditation is to help you to eliminate and let go of trauma and negativity. So, Chris, let's go.
I want you to imagine that you are going on a mindful walk into the woods on a beautiful, crisp autumn day. You have left behind the housing estates and the busy roads, and any traffic is too far away to notice. The only sounds that you hear are the sounds of nature. Your steps are guiding you towards a beautiful spot in the middle of the forest where there is a clearing filled with sunshine that you know overlooks a grassy green meadow. Ahead of you in the wood is the most comfortable place you could ever imagine. A seat in the forest that is waiting for you to sit down and rest. And somehow, you know that when you lower your body onto that seat, you will be more relaxed than you could ever wish to be. Your mind will be open and receptive to all the positive suggestions that you hear during this relaxing hypnotic experience. Suggestions that, deep within, you know will benefit you and that you desire so much. But at the moment, you are still walking towards the clearing, taking your time as you amble slowly and mindfully down the path. You are soaking up your surroundings with all your senses. There is so much to see, hear, and even touch and smell, and each step lets you relax more and more. Each step allows you to drift deeper and deeper into this wonderful state of hypnosis. You are feeling more calm with each step that you take, and with a breath of fresh woodland air. Looking around you, notice the beautiful autumn colors, the vivid yellows, orange, golden, and red tones of leaves that have fallen and scattered from the trees shimmer in the afternoon sunlight, bringing so much life, and warmth into this forest. And you are feeling the warmth and the comfort of this forest as you stroll slowly toward the seat. You are feeling safe and secure and protected by the strength of the trees that surround you. Branches rustle gently above you, and the leaves are swaying in the treetops. Some leaves are falling in the soft, gentle breeze. The leaves are beginning to cover the ground like a patchwork quilt. And looking upward, you notice a slight movement there in the treetops. Running on one of the trees slightly ahead of you are two playful squirrels that chase each other up and down. Bright sunbeams of light stream through the openings of the treetops. They feel so comforting on your skin And as you approach, they give you a feeling of calm and tranquility. You keep walking, slowly and mindfully, falling deeper and deeper into calm and relaxation. The deeper you step into the forest, you are leaving all tension and stress behind you to be in the moment. Allow my voice to gently guide you and lead you to the comfortable resting place in the clearing that you spotted earlier. You are looking forward to reaching this place as you are becoming calmer and are now ready for rest. Your seat looks so inviting. You may have heard of the term forest bathing, and that is exactly what we are going to be doing today, right here in this beautiful forest. You look forward to soaking up the forest atmosphere and energy, and you are feeling very mindful, having no distractions. You become aware of a shallow stream running alongside you so peacefully. The sound of the gurgling water is so very calming and music to your ears. And you listen to the sounds of nature all around you, the tweeting of birds in the treetops, the cracking of twigs underneath your feet, and the leaves that are gently kicked into the air with every step that you take. Shifting your focus on your breathing now, for a moment, you notice that it has slowed right down and become so effortless and calm. Your breathing has settled into a slow, steady rhythm, and this indicates how amazingly relaxed you are now. You are feeling lighter and more relaxed with every step that you take. You are so relaxed and focused on just being present, being in the moment, and being guided by the sound of my voice. You are experiencing this wonderful feeling of switching off your conscious mind and just feeling weightless and totally worry-free, without a care in the world. Your conscious, active mind is not needed here in this place, so you can just take a welcome break. The gentle breeze in your hair and on your skin makes you feel so calm and relaxed. And even though you know you could, you simply don't want to come back to full alertness. It's too much of an effort, and even trying would be hard. Let's walk today represents your journey into your subconscious mind. And the deeper you are in the forest, the more you continue into your subconscious mind, the place where the magic happens, here in hypnotherapy. You are going deeper and deeper into calm and peace. This is the most precious time and moment and experience. The power of now. The spiritual cleansing and energy that nature is sharing with you, and it fills you with strength and confidence. You are ready to rest and let the world around you just fall away. You are ready to focus on the present moment and experience the power of now. And yet, you have so many times without realizing it, because this beautiful place has always been with you. Perhaps without you realizing it was there. You have almost arrived. Just take those last few steps as you go deeper and deeper into the wood and closer to that wonderful, restful seat. Smelling the wonderful woodland grass, which sends a warm wave of pure relaxation through your body. You are so relaxed and calm now as you take the last few steps towards your special place. And when you reach it, sit down on your seat and drift deeper still, and allow the physical world to fade into complete peace. Somehow you know that you are completely safe here. You also know that you will be able to return to this place any time you wish, whether waking or sleeping. This is your haven, and it belongs to you and to you alone. Now I want you to look up at the sky and observe a passing cloud for a moment. Watch how slowly and effortlessly the cloud seems to drift, soft, fluffy, and changing its shapes. Notice how the cloud comes and goes, and how old ones dissolve as new clouds are formed, and give them your full attention as you lift up your arms. Now I want you to gather every negative feeling and emotion and every negative belief that you hold about yourself. Gather up any self-doubt, fear, sadness, and anything that doesn't serve or enrich your life. Perhaps there are feelings of not being good enough or not deserving of nice things happening. Or there could be fears for the future, worries about how situations will pan out. Maybe you're aware of past unhappiness or small snippets that contribute to you treating yourself badly. If so, gather them all up and bring them into your hands for a moment or two. Your body is releasing any and all negativity from deep within you as you imagine this ball of negativity in your hands. Roll them all into a ball and pick every little piece you can find in your body and mind, ready to let go in a moment or so when I bid you to let go. And when you are ready, send that big ball of negative energy up into the clouds. Use your energy and that of the forest to let go of that ball of negatives and send it up into the sky. Those limiting doubts and self-beliefs have been trapped deep within you far too long. Today, you are letting them go and releasing those negativities so you can be free to enjoy life again. You really want to start feeling like the wonderful self that you are. Feel how light your chest becomes when you let go of any of those feelings that don't serve you and are not helpful. Now do the same with any other unhelpful emotions, past trauma, and unrealistic high expectations that you held for yourself. All those feelings that you have built up over the years, let them go and watch them float away. And experience yourself being free.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to that. And I appreciate that some of you may actually have gone through the whole process with me and through that hypnotherapy. I want you to know that you can find my meditations here anytime you wish, and also know that my book, Gardens of the Sisterhood, Create a Mystical Healing Garden by Anne Marie Odell, can be found on Amazon. Bye.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm back. What is a moon garden? You know, whether you're a maiden, mother, or crone, there is room in your life for a moon garden. It is usually luminous white, blossoms in the night, and very fragrant. So how do you go about that? Well, the ground at the top of the retaining wall or any kind of higher place can be bordered with tall white rods of phlox. Cascading over a frothing retaining wall or log or any kind of structure, you can have a white wave of white petunias. Going down and meeting a carpet of white impatiens and alyssum. And that's what I call it, alyssum. And, you know, it's just that it's a flow. It's a flow of white into white into white. And if you are having a pop of moonflowers, they shut in the day and they open at night and they release the most beautiful fragrance. So it's a great place to be able to have that wonderful atmosphere for a evening dinner or to wake up with your lover in the night or to make love with your lover or to be able to just sit and with your coffee as we do as crones. They're usually night bloomers and they always plant with fragrant blooms and we do. And it's the other part of mystical, otherworldly beauty. What is a druid's garden? A druid's garden has three sacred elements. And if you watched the Vikings like I did or have any kind of fascination with druids in the historical scene, they were kind of like monks. They lived in the woods and they seemed to have just this very mystical essence. In the Vikings, it was a man in a cave that gave psychic premonitions. But basically, they are in true life philosophical, scientific people. And they were a combination of community advisor, teacher, philosopher, scientist, and judge. And though not priests, they were the diplomatic connection between man and the gods. So there's three druid elements that you want to have in your garden if doing druid gardening. The first one is nuivra. the first druid element, which represents the energy of the garden, its life force and consciousness associated with the sky and heavens. It's the spiritual energy of the plant and the unseen spaces between all living things. Guyar, the second druid element, represents the flow, the movement, and change of living things, seen and unseen. And the conversion of light into energy would be an example of how this is done through photosynthesis. Plants eat sunlight and carbon dioxide to produce their food. The blood in our veins flows to our organs, and on and on and on. So the orchestration of flow and movement. Kalas, the third druid element, is the finished product. Healing properties of what happens when the energy and the light, flow and movement create the carrot on your plate. Whatever is the conclusion as the result of the first and second property, contemporary druid philosophy contains the basic elements of hypothesis for all life questions and spirit. So if you are a druid gardener, the garden is a representation of life and death and the contemplation and strategy behind science and theory. You know, one of the things that I know some do not necessarily feel comfortable speaking about, and for those of you lucky enough to incorporate cannabis in the healing garden, for centuries, marijuana plants were used as companions for garden vegetables. So with the legalization of cannabis in so many states, the ability to bring relief from pain, anxiety, and insomnia have been something that we can all enjoy. And for terminal illness, it eliminates much of the need for pharmaceutical opiates. So cannabis is one of the very few plants that create male and female plants, with the female plant producing lush buds that contain the healing components that cure insomnia and anxiety. But in the cannabis garden, the budding female plants are the focus. Male cannabis has a shorter lifespan than the female plant. So the male plants are tall, spindly, budless, and hold no cerebral properties. And therefore, they are the ones most used for CBD oils. However, the male plants, like male drone bees, whose primary function is to fertilize the queen, are necessary in your garden for the female plants to thrive. Well, we have also a very important Madonna of the Rose Garden. She is the spiritual, mystical Madonna. And since ancient time, roses have symbolized God's hand at work. They are the masterpiece of the Creator, intricate and elegant. So when you have roses in your garden, consider this. Red is the lover's rose, representing enduring passion. White shows humility and innocence. Yellow expresses friendship and joy. Pink roses offer gratitude, appreciation, and admiration. And orange roses represent enthusiasm and desire. And lilac and purple roses represent enchantment and love at first sight. So, what is the last thing that I would like to discuss is the village wise woman, the witch's garden, the healing apothecary of the mystical garden. My first encounter with a witch was a neighbor that practiced pagan rituals privately within her home. And she used to bring volumes to my house so that I could understand that being a witch was not just hocus pocus. It was almost like a science. And throughout time, villagers would travel to the outskirts of town to find the local witch for an herbal cure from her apothecary garden. And as the Sarah Moses of healing, these village wise women had great knowledge of the five essential elements and how to combine compatible herbs for their not only magical elixirs from their gardens filled with herbs, vegetables, twigs, roots, and vines. So the five crucial culinary herbs in a witch's garden are rosemary, basil, mint, sage, and lemon balm. My name is Anne Marie, and I have written five books, and this is one that I truly love and is again called Gardens of the Sisterhood, Create a Mystical Healing Garden. And you can get it downloadable. You can also get it as a beautiful book, and it truly is beautiful. I've spent a lot of money on images for this book, but it is all in black and white. I know it would be beautiful for a garden book to be in color, but the price of publishing anymore is extremely costly. So if you go color portraits, you're going to pay three more times for the publishing of your book. But this book was also made for you all to have kind of an idea of the mystical healing properties of the garden, but how you think through the shape of your garden, and also how the flower colors that you choose represent the way that you feel or the way that your guests feel. And also understanding it is never wise to plunge your shovel into a virgin garden soil and expect that your gardens will all live, because ground holds historical history. So before plunging your shovel into a garden space and investing tons and tons of money, it is always wise to do a reading on it, to do a sage clearing on it, to have it, give its mystical messages. And I, at the beginning of the show, it will tell you what questions to ask. I want you to know that you can always come to me at thecallingoflight.com, where I will give you in-depth information, and all you have to do is give me your first name. I've read since I've been 19 years old. I began reading professionally in 2001 when I purchased my studio, Marie Safe Haven, where I have an acre of spiritual gardens. So spiritual gardening is the backbone of my life. And I will tell you, I am one of those spiritual workers that live on a blacktop road in redneck country, but I truly get along with my neighbors. Why? Because I do my best to understand all people, but I also blend my gardens so that they do not stand out with psychic flags of, you know, weird little shapes and symbols. In a city, you can do that. But this is a new era where metaphysical workers and alternative people can work from their homes, either by phone or from their shops within their town. It's beginning to be the normal. So I want you to know that you have been a joy in my life. I have been blessed to find Om Times Radio. I was searching for a place, a home, to be able to give readings, and I know that at some point, hopefully, I will have some opportunity to just advertise the kind of readings that I do and give you those angel messages, those life, love, and career readings, and also crossing over and past life readings. I have over 22,000 reviews on them between two different websites, Keen and Best Psychics, as well as my personal business, thecallingoflight.com. And with that, I will just say I'm sticking to it. And I also, again, you can purchase The Gardens of the Sisterhood, Volume 1, which goes into more feng shui directional places for you to place statuary and flowers so that you will have that balanced, wonderful look to your studio or home. And again, remember, hauntings don't start from the house. They start from the land. So wherever you place your new house, remember that it really is important you begin by reading your land. Thank you so much for being with me. And next week, I will be on with a national palm reader who will show us what kind of hands we have and discuss our character qualities. All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.